Welcome to the deep dive. This is where we really try to cut through the noise and get to those genuine aha moments you can actually use. And before we jump into today's topic, a big shout out to our supporter, SafeServer. They're all about hosting innovative software like the kind we're talking about today, and they're real champions of digital transformation. If you need solid hosting solutions, you should definitely head over to www.safeserver.de.
Okay, so let's get real for a second. We're living in this age of just endless information, right? How many of you feel like you're constantly juggling articles, research papers, your own notes, chats, all scattered across, I don't know, like 10 different apps?
Oh, absolutely. It's a huge challenge trying to make sense of it all when everything feels so fragmented.
Exactly. It feels like our knowledge gets broken up.
Precisely. And, well, that's the exact problem SurfSense is designed to tackle. Think of it as this really innovative open source alternative to tools you might know, maybe like Notebook LM or Perplexity.
But it adds this crucial personal layer. It's basically your own personal AI assistant for research and knowledge management. It's really built to bring clarity back, you know, into your specific information world.
Right. So for this deep dive, our mission is really to look at SurfSense from, let's say, a beginner's angle, make it super accessible. We want to unpack what it is, how it works, and maybe why it could be a real game changer for anyone trying to learn quickly and deeply, but without getting totally overwhelmed. We've been digging through the project's GitHub, looking at the official docs, and honestly, what we found looks pretty transformative.
It really does.
Okay, so let's unpack that a bit more. What's the fundamental problem SurfSense is really trying to solve here? And what's its like core promise?
Yeah. So at its heart, it's tackling that information fragmentation we just talked about. You know, having valuable knowledge stuck in different silos, web articles here, your documents there, chat history somewhere else, personal notes. It's everywhere.
Scattered.
Exactly. SurfSense's core promise is basically to unify all of that. The documentation calls it a highly customizable AI research agent. The big idea, the real insight, is having your own private, customizable version of something like Notebook LM or Perplexity.
Okay, private and customizable.
Yes, and the key difference isn't just that it's open source, though that's important. It's that it deeply integrates with your personal knowledge base and connects to external sources, too. It's really about building your own custom knowledge brain tailored to you.
That personal integration part, combined with being open source, that really does sound different. I mean, lots of us use tools for general web research, right?
Yeah.
But the idea that SurfSense can pull together not just the public web, but my specific stuff, my drafts, my work chats, my saved links, that feels, well, significant.
It is.
How does that personal touch really change the experience compared to other tools?
Well, it all comes down to context and relevance.
Yeah.
Massively. Instead of just doing a generic web search, SurfSense connects your specific personal information, maybe project docs, team chats on Slack, articles you saved. It connects that with external knowledge.
Ah, okay, so it layers them.
Exactly. It creates a truly personalized understanding. I mean, imagine having a super smart assistant that doesn't just know the internet, but actually knows your documents, your conversations, your saved stuff. It's like having an AI that's, you know, read and understood everything you personally care about. It can connect dots you might not even see yourself.
That makes sense.
So it's not just about finding facts anymore. It's about finding insights that are directly relevant to your world.
Okay, this is where it gets really interesting for me then. How on earth does it manage to pull all this incredibly diverse stuff together? We're talking, like you said, old PDFs maybe, live Slack messages. Well, that sounds like a massive technical challenge.
It is, definitely. And that's where its connectivity power really comes into play. SurfSense connects to a really extensive list of external sources, stuff you probably use daily.
Like what?
Okay, so for searching dynamically, it uses specialized engines like Tavly and LinkUp. Then, for all your collaboration and project management stuff, it links up with Slack, Linear, Jira, ClickUp, even Confluence. It basically pulls in the heartbeat of your team's work.
Wow, okay. The big ones.
Yeah. And for knowledge and productivity tools, think Notion, Gmail, Google Calendar, Airtable. It even taps into media and development sources like YouTube videos, GitHub repositories, and Discord servers.
That's huge.
And the docs explicitly say more to come, so it's clearly growing.
Yeah.
The main idea is to break down those info silos wherever they pop up in your digital life.
That breadth is incredible. It feels like it's designed to reach into pretty much every digital corner. Mm-hmm. But what about, you know, the stuff not live online? All those files sitting on our hard drives, that sort of dark data trapped in weird formats?
Yeah, great point. That's critical. SurfSense has what they call multiple file format uploading support. It lets you basically liberate content from your own personal files and feed it right into your knowledge base.
And how many formats are we talking?
Get this, it supports over 50-plus file extensions.
50, okay.
Yeah, so think common document types.
Yeah.
.pdf, .dongt, .rzx, .txt, md.html, all those. Presentations too.
Right.
.ppt, .pptx, spreadsheets and data. .xlsx, .csv, even images like .gpg, .png, .tiff. And crucially, audio and video files .mp3, .mp4, .wav, those are always supported. So no knowledge gets left behind.
How does it manage that range?
Well, it smartly uses different specialized ETL services. That stands for extract, transform, load. Things like Llama Cloud, unstructured, Dockling. These aren't just grabbing data. They're intelligently pulling out the meaning, even from complex, messy documents, making sure even obscure files add value.
So basically my scattered old Word docs, my team Slack chatter, web pages I saved ages ago, maybe even YouTube videos I watched, all unified, all searchable. In one place.
That's the goal, yeah.
The real insight here seems to be that you can finally interrogate your entire digital history, connecting things you'd never realize were related, making forgotten info actionable again.
Exactly. It's a fundamental shift.
Okay, so now I've got everything flowing into SurfSense.
Yeah.
All my stuff. What can I actually do with it? How do I get from this massive unified archive to like actual insights, not just a bigger pile of data?
Right. Good question. This is where interacting with it gets really powerful. First off, you get powerful search. You can quickly find anything within all your saved content, no matter where it came from originally. And it's not just keywords. It understands the meaning behind your search.
Okay, better than just Corodel plus F everywhere.
Much better.
And can I talk to it? Like, have a conversation with my own knowledge?
Absolutely. That's a core feature. You can chat with your saved content.
Mm-hmm.
You use natural language, just like talking to Siri or Alexa. But for your own stuff.
Okay.
And critically, this is super important. You get cited answers.
Cited.
Meaning it shows you exactly where the information came from in your documents or sources. The docs say, just like Perplexity.
Ah, that's huge.
It really is. It gives you transparency and builds trust. You can easily check the source, making sure the insights are credible and traceable.
Okay, that is a huge win. So it's not just getting an answer. It's getting an answer you can actually verify instantly.
Precisely.
No more endless digging to double check a fact. You just ask, get a concise, cited answer, and get to those aha moments faster, but with confidence.
That's the idea. Speed plus trust.
Now, this sounds incredibly powerful, handling potentially very sensitive personal data. That immediately brings up questions about, you know, privacy and data control.
Mm-hmm.
What's under the hood making this work, especially if I'm concerned about keeping my information private?
That's a perfectly valid concern, and privacy is really a cornerstone of how SurfSense is designed.
Mm.
It tackles this directly with privacy and local LLM support.
Local LLMs. Explain that a bit.
Sure. LLMs are large language models. The AI brains doing the understanding and generation. Local means you can run them directly on your own computer using tools like a Llama. So SurfSense works flawlessly with these. It means your data and the processing can stay entirely on your machine. Nothing needs to go to the cloud unless you want it to.
Okay, that gives you real control.
Complete control. Plus, it's self-hostable because it's open source. You can easily set it up and run it yourself locally. You own the whole environment.
That's a big deal for privacy.
Absolutely. It's a core design choice, not just a feature add-on. It's about giving you peace of mind.
So what's really fascinating then is how does it make sure those cited answers are actually good and relevant, especially when it's sifting through my specific messy data? We hear RAG, retrieval, augmented generation thrown around a lot. How does SurfSense's version make it better than basic search?
Right. RAG is the core technique, but the implementation matters hugely. In simple terms, RAG finds relevant info first, then uses the AI model, the LLM, to generate a nice answer based on that info. But SurfSense uses advanced RAG techniques. It's designed for flexibility and precision. It supports, get this, over 100-plus LLMs and 6,000-plus embedding models.
Whoa, that's a lot of options.
It is. It means you can really tailor it. And it integrates all major re-rankers like Pinecode, Cohere, FlashRank.
Re-rankers, what do they do?
Good question. So the first retrieval step might pull up, say, 20 possible documents. A re-ranker then looks closely at those 20 and intelligently reorders them, pushing the most relevant ones right to the top. This is crucial when dealing with diverse personal data, ensuring the answer is built on the absolute best context.
Got it. Smarter sorting.
Exactly. And on top of that, it uses hybrid search. This combines semantic search, understanding the meaning, with traditional keyword search. Then it fuses these results using something called reciprocal rank fusion. It's a fancy way of saying it intelligently blends the best of both search types.
Okay, so it's layered intelligence.
Precisely. The takeaway for you, the user, is that all these advanced techniques lead to much more accurate, relevant, and comprehensive answers. It's not just finding data, it's synthesizing it intelligently within your context.
So you get cutting-edge AI research smarts, but with privacy control and that extra layer of accuracy, like a personal research lab on your desktop.
That's a pretty good way to put it.
But what about practicalities? Running local LLMs, processing all that data, does it need a supercomputer? What are the hardware needs?
That's a fair question. Running local LLMs effectively does benefit from decent hardware. A good GPU, enough RAM definitely helps performance. But SurfSense is designed to be as efficient as possible. And the beauty of open source is the community is always working on optimization. There are guidelines for different setups, so you can kind of tailor your deployment to the resources you actually have. It aims to give you control, even over resource use.
Okay, good to know. Now, I heard whispers it can do even more than just research. Something about podcasts. That sounds like a totally different direction.
It is. And it's genuinely a pretty cool extension of the core idea. SurfSense has these podcasts features built in.
Podcasting features in a research tool.
Yeah. We're talking about a blazingly fast podcast generation agent. The claim is it can create a 3-minute podcast in under 20 seconds.
20 seconds? Seriously?
That's what the docs say. It's a huge leap for quickly creating or sharing info. And even cooler, maybe, is that it can convert your chat conversations into engaging audio content.
Whoa. So I could turn a Slack discussion into an audio summary.
Pretty much. Imagine summarizing a complex finding into an audio brief for your commute or turning meeting notes into a podcast for people who missed it.
That's incredibly useful.
And it supports different ways to generate the voice, both local text-to-speech options like Coker OTTS and major cloud providers like OpenAI, Azure, Google Vertex AI. So you get choices for voice quality.
That is a massive shortcut for content creation or just sharing info accessibly, making knowledge more portable, more consumable.
Exactly.
And you mentioned a cross-browser extension earlier. What problem does that solve?
Yes. The browser extension. It's mainly designed to make saving web content even easier and more complete. Its big use case is to save any web page you like, especially ones that are protected beyond authentication.
Yiming.
Meaning sites you have to log into, like maybe a subscription news site, your company's internal wiki, a research database you pay for.
Okay. Stuff that's normally hard to just save.
Right. The extension can often capture that content while you're logged in and pull it seamlessly into your SurfSense knowledge base. It helps bypass those annoying access hurdles.
So it makes your knowledge base truly comprehensive, even pulling from paywalled or private sources you have access to.
That's the idea. Break down barriers, make information accessible and actionable for you. Generate audio summaries, save tricky web pages. It's about giving you command over what you learn and how you use it.
This all sounds amazing, but maybe a bit daunting for someone just starting out. How accessible is it? What's the journey like to actually get started with SurfSense? And where's the project headed?
Yeah, accessibility has been a big focus. There are a couple of main installation options. The docs highlight the Docker installation as probably the easiest way. All the dependencies, the tricky bits, are packaged up nicely in containers. It even includes tools like pgAdmin for database management, simplifying things.
Okay, Docker makes sense for easy setup.
But if you like more control or want to understand the pieces better, there's also a manual installation route. And importantly, both ways come with detailed step-by-step guides for Windows, macOS, and Linux. So pretty much whatever system you're on, there should be a path for you.
That's great to hear. Accessible for beginners across platforms. And you said it's still actively developing. That community part of open source is often where the magic happens.
Oh, absolutely. SurfSense is actively being developed. It's not static. It's constantly improving. And this is where the community really comes in. The project encourages you to join the SurfSense Discord and help shape the future of SurfSense.
So you can actually get involved.
Definitely. It's an open invitation to contribute ideas, suggest features, report bugs, really influence where it goes next. Plus, for transparency, there's a public roadmap right on GitHub Projects, so anyone can see what's being worked on and what's planned for the future.
Fantastic. So it's not just a tool you download and use. It's more like an evolving ecosystem you can be part of.
Exactly. You get the cutting edge features and you can join a community pushing the boundaries of personal knowledge management.
Right. Well, there you have it. A deep dive into SurfSense. We've looked at how it aims to be your customizable, private, super connected AI research partner. how it works to turn all that scattered information, web pages, chats, your own files, into one coherent conversational knowledge base that you control.
Which really brings up an interesting thought, doesn't it? In this information-flooded world, how could a tool like SurfSense truly transform the way you learn, the way you create, or even just how you stay informed by putting all your knowledge finally at your fingertips?
It's definitely something to think about. We really encourage you to check out SurfSense and see how it might fit into your own workflow. And before we wrap up, one more big thank you to her supporter, SafeServer. For secure software hosting and fantastic support with your digital transformation journey, do make sure to visit www.saferserver.dd. Thanks so much for joining us on this deep dive. We'll catch you next time.